We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The general manager of the Cleveland Browns, John Dorsey, who earlier today said he drives home every day thinking about this coaching decision. John, we believe you are listening to our show every day while you're driving home, thinking about that decision. Is that true?
Well, if I knew you shaved, I probably would be listening to it, but unfortunately not. Adam, always good to hear you. Dustin, how you doing today?
JD, good to have you, buddy. Appreciate the time.
John, I got a good beard going right now,
you
man.
Do. He needs to shave.
I got a really good beard going. You would appreciate it, I would think. Hey, how are you enjoying, besides football, I don't know how much, if you spend any time of your life at all, but are you enjoying being in the city of Cleveland?
Actually, you know what I'm doing? I'm taking, once I finish up with y'all's show, my youngest son, Jack, is in a hockey league. He's got hockey practice tonight, so I'm off to do the hockey practice. I'll take the kids to school tomorrow and Friday, and I actually took Jack to school on Monday. So
nice.
I kind of get to do those family things that you kind of miss during the season, and that's one of the benefits of having a bye week, and you kind of do that stuff.
How important is that? Because, you know, football is such an all-encompassing job. It's year-round. There's no breaks. It's big business. It's big money. There's a lot of pressure. Jobs are on the line all the time. How is that tough to, you know, probably be the family time probably grounds you a little bit, keeps you your feet on the ground. How important is it to kind of do those things to keep yourself a little sane?
Listen, anytime I get a chance to spend time with my best friend who happens to be my wife and then have time with the kids. I mean, family is very important to me. We try to carve out during the season. We try to carve out on Friday nights, family night. So that's a big night in the Dorsey household.
No doubt. We're talking with John Dorsey, the general manager of the Browns. All right, John, obviously the big story on everyone's mind is the season and then eventually the coaching decision. Greg Williams is the coach right now. He's off to a 1-1 start. The team seemed to play with a lot of life. It was an impressive win against Atlanta. What is Greg Williams coaching for his job in these last six games?
Well, I know when I go back and look at the last 2 weeks, what I can say is I think Greg has done a really nice job of keeping the team focused on the task at hand. And we know what that task is. It's about winning. And then you take that another step farther, and then you know what? He's coaching coaches because now you see the job that Freddie's doing. I think Freddie's done a nice job of laying out the game plan the last 2 weeks, executing that game plan, doing the game itself. I think that you couldn't ask any more. And then you throw in Blake Williams in there too, because the interim head coach has expanded his duties and roles, and I think Blake's done a nice job well. And then what he's done is he's installed some structure and some competition within practice. And I've always thought you play the game of football like you practice. And the guys have practiced really hard and competitive the last 2 weeks.
Was that missing previously?
Well, I know that these last 2 weeks, that's what I'm talking about right now. And I think those guys, they've done a nice job and they've played hard.
Hey, John, right. Do you want a head coach with an offensive background?
I don't think, I think the basic tenets that you look for is a man of character, a man who can lead men and men that have a high football acumen. I think those are what you kind of look for as you move forward.
And when you eventually do get around to hiring your next coach, will you have him meet with Baker Mayfield before you hire him?
I'm sure he'll already have stuff lined out for him if he's prepared, like most of them will be for the interview processes. He'll have certain questions and he'll lay out certain things that he thinks best moves this organization in a positive light. Again, you guys want me to pigeonhole myself in offense, defense, or that.
Right.
It's going to be, we always talk about the best available player in the draft.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the best available coach.
No, I know that, but I mean, you know, we talk about this all the time. It's like you're hiring the guy. We're not. We have preferences, of course. I just wondered what your preference was, really, ultimately.
No, you know what? Ultimately, it's about winning games, and that's what I look for.
Yeah. But and as you talk about pigeonholing, and but the game has changed, right? The game has changed a lot. The offense is – the game favors the offense so much that it seems like the trend in the league is to go with the young and up-and-coming offensive coach. So I think you'd understand why that's what we would want too.
It has. The game has evolved into – and we all know it's evolved to an offensive platform. It's not only gone vertical, it's gone horizontal as well. And it's also opened up, you know, a lot of different packages. But, you know, from a defense, it's harder on the defenses now to defend these types of offenses that you're beginning to see all throughout the game of football, not just NFL football.
John Dorsey, Browns GM, with us. John, we talk about all the time, fans, we as media members, we are emotional. We make emotional decisions. The Browns win a game, they're great. They lose a game, they're terrible. They win a game, the coach is great. They lose a game, the coach is terrible. You have to, correct me if I'm wrong, take emotions out of it. How do you, like, if the players get all charged up and Greg Williams wins a few games, how do you take the emotion out of it, if you do at all, when making your coaching decision?
I think I go about in my professional life, I think you have to be consistent day in and day out. I think when you're in the National Football League, all of your decisions have to be based off of fact, and those facts basically come off of preparation and detail. And I think that what we have here is we have weeks here now to begin to develop a process, be thorough, be attention to detail, lay out that plan that will be best for this organization moving forward. There's not a decision I will not make that does not have the interest of the Cleveland Browns at the forefront.
We're talking with Browns GM John Dorsey. John, last thing on the new potential coach, and then we're going to move on to some other things. But do you, when you mentioned in the press conference that you already had a list. How is it a list of 20 guys, or is there 2-3 guys, maybe a shorter list that you've got your eye on?
Well, I break it down into three different categories. I have this year, 3 years, and 5 years.
Okay. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe you think there's a guy who's maybe there's a quarterback coach who you think down the road may be a good head coach. So maybe you put that on the next three list, and maybe if the next 5 years, maybe there's a young and upcoming coach that you think is really good, and maybe he's ready in 5 years. So that's how I do my kind of list. And then, you know, on that, you know, you also research in the college ranks as well. And, you know, I know lots of different college coaches, and I know their strengths and their weaknesses. And I think, you know, you'll put someone there at the pro level you think are deserving to fit in certain categories that they are strong at.
You know, John, one of the things that I love about you, I see around the team all the time, the players, your interactions with the guy. I think you have a real good feel for, you know, what's going on in that locker room, which is important, especially when you're trying to put together a quality roster. How much did you talk to the team and have a feel of the culture and things that were changing, and you knew you had to make that coaching change a couple weeks ago?
Ultimately, Dustin, I think that you've been in the locker room and you know how that locker room operates. And don't think for a second that locker room doesn't feel everything and see everything that evolves. Mm-hmm. And that's what we talk about. You know, I think the most important thing for any organization is to have that stable locker room. I mean, there is a bunch of guys in that locker room that love this game of football. There's a bunch of guys in that locker room that are selfless. There are a lot of guys in that locker room that are competitive. And one of the goals was to get that locker room to where they could sustain their old goals, set the bar high. And there is a true love for their fellow teammate in that locker room. And that's all you can ask for.
There was when you guys won this past game, I know you were in the locker room as well for the celebration. The players were going nuts. Baker's grabbing Greg Williams. He's going bananas. When the coaches were fired, was there a sense of, oh, like the players just kind of letting a breath out there and relaxing a little bit, being looser because of the tension between Haley and Hugh?
Well, I don't know about that. I know this. The one thing that we have in this building is a really good culture within this building. And that's the one thing I can stress. And in how this thing has evolved in the last 2 weeks, I like where it is. You know, I'm the type of guy that's moving forward, and I'm concentrating on the next 6 weeks for this team because, you know, bottom line is every week we go into a game, we want to win. And right. So that's going to be my mindset for the next 6 weeks.
I got a lot on the next 6 weeks, John, but one last thing. Did you hire Todd Haley?
Did I hire Todd Haley?
Yeah.
No, no.
It was a coach's decision?
Yes.
It was a coach's decision. Okay, fair enough. We're talking with John Dorsey, Browns GM. Let's talk about a move you made a couple of weeks ago, trading Carlos Hyde. When you traded him, Dustin and I were lauding the trade. We loved it. We were very excited because we wanted to see Duke Johnson play more. We wanted to see Nick Chubb play more. Was that trade more about the draft pick or about the opportunity for Chubb and Duke to get more playing time?
Well, I think it was up on the crunch line of the trade deadline. And then, you know, when teams call around and they begin to ask about certain players, and then, you know, what you want to do is see what you'll get in return. I don't think you make a move like that at any position unless you feel there's stability and depth at that particular position.
Okay.
At the time we made the move, we felt we had depth. And it wouldn't hurt our chances moving forward. And that's why you go about it, orchestrating a deal like that, because it helps you immediately, but also you get rewarded, in the future as well.
We're talking with John Dorsey, Browns GM. John, you made a really good point. I thought it was really interesting. You're 1, 3, and 5 year coaches. When you look at it in terms of the roster, in terms of the salary cap, in the press conference earlier today, you talked about all the reasons that this Browns job is a good job. And we agree with all your reasoning. When you talk about the 1, 3, and 5 years, do you have to do that with players too? Like right now, you got a lot of cap room, but obviously you have guys like Garrett and Ogba and Chubb and Baker and Ogunjobi that are all gonna, their contracts are gonna come up at kind of similar times. How much do you balance? Hey, what cap we have now and what we can do now versus hey, I got to look 3 and 5 years down the line.
Dustin, he asked a really good question.
Thanks. You say that like I don't ask good questions.
You ask
John.
Good questions, John. Come on.
That was pretty good, though. No, I think it is our fiduciary responsibility to the Cleveland Browns to always look out 3 and 4 years down the road, and always make moves with regards to the 3 year plan down the road in terms of building this team back the way you want it. And we always go about. We've always done it that way. And you have to think like that.
Yeah.
Hey, John, what do you think is the biggest weakness on your roster right now?
Let me think about that.
Mm-hmm. It's good that there's not an easy answer.
I mean, we talk about that all the time.
No, but it's good to be prudent. I want to be very thoughtful
and
not give you all something that's not factual. Yeah. I would say experience, just, as we move forward, we have to, you collectively, you're a young team, so experience is a very meaningful thing, understanding certain situations. So I would say experience.
You talked in the press conference about, all the excitement about the rookies, and you said, listen, it's a three-year process. You're right. Fans and media, we judge players too quickly, good and bad, and often mistakes are made when you do that. However, we're used to Browns draft picks being complete flops. Almost every first-round pick for years was a flop with the Browns, and right now, a lot of your high picks look really, really good. I know you don't want to brag, but do you want a little bit? I mean, you want to pump out your chest? I mean, Nick Chubb looks great. Baker Mayfield looks impressive. Denzel Ward looks great. You got to be excited about that, right?
No, I don't do that. I mean, to me, that's ridiculous. My full task at hand here is to reestablish and get this thing moving back in a proper direction. I applaud the efforts that a lot of men in the personnel department have done in terms of taking ownership into their skill set and the job at hand, what they ask for. And they take great pride in that. And, and that's why you sit and have those types of detailed meetings for many hours and many days at a time. So, I do want to thank those guys. But again, like I always tell them, I said, Seriously, y'all, you have to you measure this draft good, bad, or indifferent
yeah.
in, you know, 3 years.
Okay.
And I think if you asked each one of those guys who are recipients of those individual awards, they would say to you, you know what, the most important thing are the overarching team goals. That's the important thing.
That's fair.
And that's why you play the game of football, because it takes 53 guys to achieve success.
You think there'll be any extra added juice next week because Hugh joins the Bengals and we're playing the Bengals?
No, it's a Cincinnati Bengals. It's a divisional game.
I'd have some extra juice.
But no, that's, you know, a divisional game, it's always important to play very well in within your division. And I think these guys will be in a good place. They got a chance to take some time and, you know, get a little breather here, and now let's make that six-game push here when we get back in this building next week.
Hey, John, what are we doing at left tackle?
What are we doing at left tackle?
Like, I mean, you played a couple guys there this year. Do you feel like those guys are the answer?
You know what? I think that Desmond Harrison was put into a position at left tackle. Whenever you ask an unrestricted free agent from a Division II program to step in and play left tackle, I think what he's done – he's done a good job. Hadn't done a great job, but he did a good job. But again, that's growing within that position. And there's a lot of good football left with him. Now, with regards to Greg Robinson, I thought for those 2 weeks, I thought Greg stepped in and did a really nice job. And what people tend to forget here now is he's only a year older than Desmond Harrison. I mean, he's a very young man. He's 25 years old.
Yeah,
and
that's a good point.
He has demonstrated, you know, at certain times why he was the number two pick in the draft. And I'll let you in a little secret here, y'all. He actually loves being in Cleveland. He absolutely loves it. And he loves everything about it. And I couldn't be more happy for him and for, you know, how he's played the last 2 weeks.
John Dorsey, Browns GM with us. John, you mentioned the best player available. It's a term that everybody uses all the time. But is it true? When you go into the draft, is it always the best player available? Are there position biases? Certainly if you need a quarterback, which you guys don't now. But in other positions, are there any biases in terms of position at all? Or when you get to this draft, will you truly take the best player you got?
Well, history has always shown when using the system that we use, you take the approach of best player available, because inevitably – when you are forced into taking need, you know, eventually, you know, you can then go back and analyze a draft and say, dang, that guy was the best player. Why didn't we take him? So it's always prudent to take the best player available, because you can't have enough good football players on your team.
John, last thing. Any truth to the rumor your favorite car is a Lincoln? A Lincoln.
Good question, Adam.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Any truth that you love Campbell's soup?
Again, I don't know where y'all are growing with this. Continue.
It didn't.
We're trying to have some fun.
We're naming
Sorry.
Some names yeah. of coaches yeah. that have
he
been connected to the Browns.
He knows exactly what we're doing.
I don't think he knows.
He does.
Do you know, or
are
you just playing with us?
He's
now?
Playing. He's a lot smarter than us. Boy.
Well, they're both under 40. I know that.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. John, we appreciate
John, thanks
the
for the time.
Time,
man.
Enjoy the time with your family. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
There
thanks,
you
John.
Go. John Dorsey, Browns general manager.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.